ओम शांति। टुडे इज 10th जनवरी 2018 वेनसडे, द मैजिक ऑफ ब्लेसिंग्स। टुडे इज ब्लेसिंग फ्रॉम द साकार मुरली। मे यू बी एन एलिवेटेड सर्वर हु विल्स पावर टू एवरीवन विथ योर ओन विल पावर। टुडे इज ब्लेसिंग इज मे यू बी एन एलिवेटेड सर्वर हु विल्स पावर टू एवरीवन विथ योर ओन विल पावर। एट प्रेजेंट सम सोल्स आर थर्स्टी चातरक for your cooperation, sahyog, for they don't have any power of their own. They don't have any powers. That's why they are chatrak, that's why they are thirsty. That's why they want powers, your cooperation, your sahyog. You specially have to give them help with your own powers. And this is why you servers who have become instrument need to have the power of all powers. In Hindi, it is sarva shaktiyo ki power. Actually, Shakti and power are same thing. So, in English, it becomes the power of all powers. Just as, example, Father Brahma, in his final moments, willed his powers to the children so that this task is being carried out with that will. So, follow the Father in the same way. Will your powers to soul and service will be completed according to the time. So, Baba is talking of energy transference. Baba is talking about donation of power. Spiritual energy can be transferred from one soul to the other soul. Spiritual power, spiritual energy can be transferred. In the Shastras, it is known as initiation or Diksha. There are three types of Diksha. One is Nayan Diksha. Nayan Diksha is Drishti, Drishti path. Through your Drishti, you give Drishti to some soul and transfer all your powers without talking, without touching, without doing anything. Just your disciple is in front of you and Guru is seated and Guru is just transferring all the powers, just as Vyasa transferred all the powers to Sanjay. And with those powers, he could see what was happening in the battlefield of Kurukshetra. Just as Gandhari, when she opened her eyes, her blindfold, then she transferred her powers to Duryodhana, her son. In the similar manner, many examples are like that. Through Drishti only, powers are transferred. Just through Drishti. So Baba is telling here, will all your power. Baba never uses the word Diksha. Diksha is a scriptural word. It's a bhakti word. Baba uses the word will. Will all your powers. To those souls who are totally hapless, helpless, powerless. They have no power of their own. That's why what you have to do is, you have to get situated in the powerful stage, as if you are a master, as if you are an avatar, as if you are an incarnation, and then just transfer those power just by drishti. In the scriptures it is mentioned that even the kataksh, even the slight glimpse. If suppose some soul is here, you are not even seeing that soul. But if that soul sees you, and this is a spiritual master, that spiritual power can go to that person. Just as Jesus Christ is walking, a woman comes and she is just touching his clothes, and through clothes only he is transferring power to her. So all the great souls, all the highest souls of this drama, they had this power through which they did spiritual transference, and it is possible. So the first Diksha or the first is through Drishti. Shastras don't use the word Drishti, they use Nayana Diksha. Here, it is transferring, willing the powers through Drishti, one. Second is Sparsha Diksha. Just touch somebody and transfer all your powers. Just as Shankaracharya's Guru, when Shankaracharya was just 8 years old, he left his home and went out in the search of his Guru. He searched hither, thither, but he couldn't find, and then ultimately he reached one place and he met one Guru, and that Guru said, I am not your Guru. Your Guru is there in that cave. Go and see him. He goes there. He sits there. 3 days, 3 nights, that small Shankaracharya. Shankara sit there for 3 days, and after 3 days, Guru opens the eyes and says, Shankara, you came? I am waiting for you only. And he keeps his hand on his head and transfer all the Ashtasiddhis, all the 8 occult power, all the esoteric powers by sparsh. You touch somebody and transfer all the powers. You touch somebody's hand and transfer all the energies. What is Reiki and what is all those healing techniques? That is also taking the cosmic powers and transferring to the person. This you can do You can invoke powers, all the healing powers in your hand, okay? All the healing powers which are there in the cosmos, let them come unto me. And once they are unto you, if you touch anybody, that person may get healed. That is also an experiment. But yes, this is a siddhi and that can be misused. It has been shown in the life of Swami Vivekananda when he was small, Narendranath. What he did once, he felt he is feeling very powerful. So he went and there was one, his Guru Bhai, his brother Rakhal, later on who became Swami Brahmananda. And Rakhal had knee pain. So what Narendranath did, he said, "You are having knee pain? Let me try." He kept his hand like this and he transferred all the powers, all his spiritual power to that knee. And that Rakhal said, "Oh, now my pain is not there." And Vivekananda was so overjoyed, he went to his guru and he told him, "I did this." His master said, "You fool, did I give you all the powers for these foolish things? For to cure somebody's knee pain? This is for Vishwakalyan, this is for the benefit of the world. You don't misuse the powers for these. If he has knee pain, tomorrow he will fall down and have fracture. Then again you will give. Next day again he will have something. He will fight with somebody and he will break his leg. Then again you will give powers. This is not spiritual powers for all, not for all these things. And then once you do this, then people will praise you. Oh, you have divine healing abilities. And then your name and fame will grow. And then you will start falling down from your spiritual ladder. That is second. So Brahma Baba transferred all the power to just with Drishti, Nayan Diksha and also Sparsha Diksha, Dadi Prakashmani. He held her hand. And just he went away, without speaking a single word. Now the third type of diksha is mantra diksha. You give some mantra, some words, some syllables, and then those words are filled with powers, divine powers. You fill all your powers, and then Guru gives such a mantra to his shishya, to his disciple, and disciple keeps on practicing, and one day gets enlightened. So that is known as mantra diksha. So Baba, what he is saying here, souls are in front of you, they are nirbal, they are powerless. You give all the three types, all the three powers you can give by your nayan, by your drishti, by your sparsh and also by your mantra. You speak such words to them, two words, and their energy, they are enlightened. Suppose a person is depressed and suddenly somebody comes and says, "Oh, you are this, you are that, you can do this, it is nothing for you." And suddenly that person feels, "Oh, I can do it." So see, a guru, when he speaks some healing words, powerful words, suddenly the disciple gets enlightened. But if the same words are copied and there is a false guru, he speaks, it will not work. Who is giving that words is very important. Mantra anybody can give. Anybody can sit and say, "This is the mantra, Om Namah Shivaya, this is the mantra, take it." But now this mantra has no power. But yes, the same mantra when it is given by enlightened person, that has got his own spiritual powers are added in that. And when he gives the power, something happens to the disciple. He cannot remain the same. In the similar manner, we also throughout the day keep on doing mantra diksha. In the yoga, keep on doing Nayan Diksha, or throughout the day also you can do Nayan Diksha without even telling that person that I am initiating you into spiritual practice, into Brahma Kumaris, for that matter. And Sparsha Diksha, whomsoever you touch, feel that he is getting enlightened. So, I'll read once again, spiritual powers. May you be an elevated server who wills power to everyone with your own willpower. Om Shanti.